Holzer of Upper St. Clair joining us here on the post-game show. Congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you, Mr. Rebel. Appreciate it very much.
The section title in Quad A Section 4 goes to the Panthers outright, 12-2, their final section record, 16-5, and it's a team that is on a roll going into the postseason. They do have one more game coming up Monday, a non-section game against your buddy Timmy McConnell and the Chartiers Valley Colts, but six consecutive victories, a strong finish down in the section.
Yeah, thanks, Don. I'm just so proud of my team. We, you know, last year we lost to Bethel Park in a big way and won 13 in a row to win the section. And then this year we were, I think, 6-1. Bethel handled us. You were there.
Yeah.
And we haven't lost since. So we've responded again. And
yeah,
for the second year, undisputed section champs. So I'm just so proud of our team. They responded. And we had a difficult opponent tonight, but we're able to play really well, I thought, especially defensively. And I think that's what triggered this win.
Night day from when I saw you a few weeks ago and the loss to Bethel. It was a rough, rough outing for your point guard, Connor Gallagher, but he was money in the bank here tonight, really dictating the pace offensively and getting it done as well with defense.
Yeah, Connor was tremendous tonight. I mean, 16 points. I think he had 4 assists, but defensively, he was our catalyst to guard Johnny. Johnny Dave, we have so much respect for him. We wanted to, as soon as he crossed half court, we wanted to come up and trap, make him give it up, and then Connor would stay on him when all possible. And he just did a tremendous job the entire game. I think this is the best overall game he's played. I'm really proud of him.
I mean, Johnny really, you're right, Johnny David, a big key for them, and he was really no factor until he was able to get some points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and at that point, we were pretty much had the lead, and we're just kind of we weren't as aggressive, but we were willing to trade baskets at that point if need be. You know, that's kind of what was happening. We were able to score.
Blue Devils, well, not many teams feeling the wrath of Conn, J.J. Conn, the Upper St. Clair Panthers. He's got just a great mix. You know, he's a linebacker for the football team, so he's got that big wide body, got some size underneath, but really, as we saw tonight as well, can handle the rock under duress.
Yeah, he sure did. He's a really good player. He's a 4-year veteran, and he's been around, and he's able to do a lot of things, shoot, handle the ball. But like you said, Don, he's a big kid. He can go inside, and he gives us a lot of options. And him and Connor both have been our leaders for the last couple of years, and I'm really proud of them.
Nick Staley, Zach Staley, too, good post-work for them. And they it's like playing with Sidney Crosby with some of the passes that Connor Gallagher delivers from on the perimeter. You always have to be ready. And a couple times I think they were caught off guard, but you know, Connor has such a great vision out there that some of those passes, I don't know how they get to their intended target, but they do. Then you have Zach and Nick working the blocks to try to finish.
Yeah, and then Will Ross made a couple key ones too.
Yeah, Ross had the big block defensively.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, the last time we played him, we felt like we were a little passive offensively. We couldn't get we weren't penetrating. We were passing the ball around the perimeter of their zone too much. So this time, we told Connor and just assume play like it's a man, get in those gaps and take it, and he did. He certainly did that.
And another player you got to mention because of the two huge 3-pointers in the fourth quarter was Thomas Dean.
Wow, he's so clutch. He is such a great kid. On top of it, he's going to Notre Dame, golf, state, all that stuff. And but he knows his role, plays it to the fullest, has a great attitude. And lately, he hasn't been scoring much because teams are taking him away. But tonight, because other guys step up, he said, "I'll be ready when I'll be ready to knock down shots when I need to." And those two, he hit in the second and the in the fourth quarter, were just huge.
Really? Because that was the bulk of your offense until you started going to the line late. Mount Lebanon, you know, they made several efforts where you thought the momentum was starting to tilt this side of the floor, and both times Thomas answered.
Yeah, he sure did. Yep. And this team just find ways to make sure we get it done tonight.